start disquisiting on Helene Wessels. H-E-L-E-N-E. Helene. H-E-L-E-N-E. Wessels. V-O-S-S-O-S. Wessels. V as in Victor. V-O-S-S-O-S. Date of birth is 12/24/62. Date of visit is 5/3/24. Please make a copy for Robert Perry, nurse practitioner, N.P. Robert Perry, P-E-R-R-I. Robert Perry, P-E-R-R-I, N.P. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is asthma and history of systemic lupus. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a one-year-old female who has had a history of systemic lupus, also has been treated for asthma and multiple allergies. The patient has episodes of chest pain, and shortness of breath with wheezing, and has been using the ProAir inhaler on a PRN basis. She also has a nebulizer at home. The patient has had no recent CAT scan or chest x-ray. And she does have a history for obstructive sleep apnea, for which she uses a CPAP setup nightly. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of systemic lupus and she goes to a immunologist on a regular basis. She has history of hypertension and history of borderline diabetes. And surgery also includes history for cholecystectomy, appendectomy, history of exploratory laparotomy with lysis of adhesions, history for cataract surgery on the left, strabismus surgery in the eyes, colonoscopies, and C-spine injections. Can you also add the patient has had recurrent colitis requiring hospitalization and also has a history for basal cell cancer of the face resected. She has chronic kidney disease and antiphospholipid antibodies. Next paragraph. Allergies to Norvasc, Lisinopril, Linzess, Pamelor, Metformin, and Ceftriaxone. Period. Next paragraph. Med list included Plaquenil 200 mg BID, Prednisone 5 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Claritin 10 mg daily, Singulair 10 mg HS, Cymbalta 20 mg HS, ProAir inhaler 2+ PRN, Norco 10 milligrams TIDPRN. And COSAR 100 over 25 milligram one daily, and lovastatin 40 milligrams a chest. Trazodone 100 milligrams a chest, and lorazepam 1 milligram PRN. Next paragraph. System review: the patient has had some fatigue, no weight loss. She has had cataracts removed, no glaucoma. She has dizzy attacks, no hoarseness and nosebleed. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains or back pain. She has hay fever, asthma, and wheezing, shortness of breath. And she has some reflux symptoms. And occasional chest pains and anxiety attacks. It also has joint pains, muscle stiffness, headaches, and no memory loss, no skin rash. I'm sorry, she does have skin rash. And no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this elderly white female. I'm sorry, not elderly. This is a middle-aged white female, is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130/80. Pulse is 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 190, saturation 94. HE and DA norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal mucous edematous. Next, upper no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and few scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart is regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor depths. Its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is fibromyalgia. And number 4 is systemic lupus erythematosus. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6 is borderline diabetes. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study as well as a CT chest without contrast. You'll also get a IgE level CBC and a total eosinophil count. She will continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and was advised to continue with singular 10 milligrams a day. follow up is appearing in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Can you please add in the past history, the patient also has a past history of a supraclavicular lymph node biopsy, which was benign. Please add that in the past history. Okay, finally, thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert Perry, P-E-R-R-I, N-P. This talk to Susan. Thank you.